Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. A special shout-out goes out to everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers, going from mail center to mail center, and that's Felix and his gang, and thank you very much there, Felix. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also over on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I see the NATO meeting is getting ready to start. They had one of the dignitaries show up already. I have no idea who that was, but they interviewed him, and they didn't identify who he was. But that's going to be, what, an all-day meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll see what happens. Now, in the meantime, we've got our friend in Denver hanging on the line and one more caller, too. So let's go to Denver. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, good morning there, folks. I have a question for Denise. I just want to hear her opinion.
Sure.
Madeline Albright passed away yesterday, and so I just want to hear what Denise thought about her service to the country, what she thought about her career. Give a grade. I mean, did she deserve an A or B or C or D or F? So I just want to hear what Denise's opinion about her career. And,
okay.
And that's all, folks. And Denise, have a good morning and a good night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Go ahead, Denise.
At the beginning, as Secretary of State, I think that Madeleine Albright did a pretty good job, to be honest with you. She was pretty aggressive in working to put out grass fires and keep some kind of equilibrium. But later on in her life, later on in her career, outside of being Secretary of State, I wasn't too happy with her. She went full blown liberal, and she got I think infected worse by the Hillary Clinton types,
mm-hmm.
And so she became to me somewhat of a disappointment. So really didn't have too much use for her in her later life. But she was very pro-military. She was actually kind of hawkish.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to show and demonstrate American power. And, you know, I think that's sadly missing today. But, you know, let's not forget that she was appointed to the Ambassador of the United Nations in 1993.
Right.
To replace Christopher Warren. And... therein lies, I think, where things started to go sideways. Then, you know, the Obama administration, they decided they were going to embrace her, I think mostly because she was a woman, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if I was to give her a grade, at the beginning I would give her a B minus, and towards the end, I think I'd give her a C minus.
Okay. Well, I understand why. Now let's go back to the phone line. We got one more caller waiting patiently, Backgammon Bob. What is your question, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. I wanted to know what Denise thought about the possibility that the Article 5 in NATO can be used by Russia to force the United States to engage in an incident with them. And the second thing is, what about Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker? They're being demanded by Biden to step down. And because they're in the Senate races and they disagree with him on some of his policies. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, Dr. Oz and I don't know about that one. By the way, go ahead.
Neither of them are members of government. They're not in Congress in any way, shape, or form.
That's right.
So, maybe Biden doesn't know that.
That's a good possibility. Okay, well. Go ahead.
All right. Article 5. Lindsey Graham is right on one thing. And, you know, again, like him or hate him, but he's right on one thing. If there is any kind of a nuclear weapon, even if it's a tactical mm-hmm. nuclear weapon, only on Ukraine, Article 5 does have to, I think, be invoked because radiation travels.
Yes.
And Northern Europe has all of these stations that monitor radiation in the air. Mm-hmm. And I learned about that going all the way back to Chernobyl. In fact, I would argue, I think it was Finland that set the first alarm off. There is a problem with major elevations in radiation due to Chernobyl that mm-hmm. the Russians refused to admit until that happened.
All right, hold that thought.
Article 5.
All right, hold that thought. We'll answer that a little further, Bob, when we come back, and she mentioned Finland. We'll also tell you about Finland because they're in the news right now when it comes to NATO. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over $25 million drivers, including me. Now, you can find out more by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can find out where your local agent's office is located, how to get a hold of them, or you can actually get a rate quote right off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they can give you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV. They can insure all that. But here's where you really save the money. When you bundle your automobile policy with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, you will save a bunch of money. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check them out and see what I'm talking about. And you'll find out that it's a place that can help you out. And after all, not everybody's growing money off trees these days with the price of gas and whatnot. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Finland, the point I want to make about Finland is Finland, which is one of Russia's neighbors, literally attached to him at the hip on the northern part of Russia, has made a massive shift towards NATO. Now, the majority of the countries in NATO now have for the first time supported bringing Finland in, and I understand they have an application there. It's not been accepted yet. But they're going to vote on it, and I just don't know if that vote's going to be this meeting or another one or what.
Correct. And I think it's interesting because about a month ago now, we're at the beginning of this whole Russia-Ukraine thing. I wrote a piece about the fact that who should be in NATO and who should be thrown out, arguing that Germany should be thrown out and put Finland in.
Mm-hmm.
So my articles ended up being more true than I thought it was when I wrote it at the time. But anyway, both Finland and Sweden, by the way, have militaries. They're not terribly mighty militaries or sizable, but they have been training with NATO forces. So that tells you that there is an attitude for embracing what NATO stands for. And Finland's got some very good reasons. Let's not forget, too, that in the last year or so, Russian bombers had challenged Finland's airspace many
sure
times.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm glad Finland decided to turn on the lights here and mm-hmm. and sit forward, for sure.
Now, about a month ago when all this stuff started, I made the comment, I believe I made it to you first, either you or the Colonel or Frank, but I think it was you, because you come on before they do, that I knew a way to stop this, and that was to take our oil and drown the market, just drown the market and force the price of oil down, because indirectly or directly, oil is in the middle of all this, again, always seems to be, and we would force the price of oil down, and Putin would go ballistic and this, that, and the other, and he would more or less be forced to have to do to back off, because we would be in the driver's seat, and I'll be darned if Donald Trump didn't turn around with an interview he had the other day with Stuart Varney and say the exact same thing a month later. So I guess the message got out there, because there were some of us that were singing that song to begin with, and I was one of them.
Well, first of all, domestic oil companies are not, because of all things pandemic and because of the regulations of the Biden administration, they're not in the position to drill more than they already are. There are restrictions that the government has placed on them, so they can't drown anybody or any place or anything with oil. So therein lies the problem. But I think to kind of maybe help you with your point is that Canada has got tons of oil.
Yep.
And Latin America has tons of oil.
Yep.
Least of which is Venezuela, but we'll set them aside. I mean, there's oil in Ecuador and whatnot. So, I believe I'd be working with some of those countries, but, and increase the supply or, put it out there on the market at cheaper prices. So, It needs to be understood that the oil companies do not set the price for the price of oil.
Nope.
Never did, never will. That is all done in an open market in a bidding type auction situation.
Yep.
So the oil companies don't set the price. And there might be a minimum, but they don't set the final price every single day. So that needs to be understood. And the Biden administration is and all the Democrats are blaming the oil companies for price gouging. They got nothing to do with it.
No. And because people don't understand the way that it works. And by the way, we used to call them just plain out oil speculators, because anybody at one time could go and buy oil futures, and you didn't have to own it. You didn't have to do anything with it. But I believe they changed that to where you do at least have to take possession of it before you can move it again. No? They did not change that?
Ways around all that.
All right. Well, then they didn't change what they were going to, because at one time they were talking about changing it. Now, we're watching this Supreme Court Justice, Brown Jackson, and yesterday they kind of hung her out to dry because she got caught in some of her own nonsense that she was trying to pass along there. I'll call it that. I won't call her a liar, but some of what she said just wasn't true, wasn't accurate there. I'll use that word, wasn't accurate. And between Senator John Cornyn and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, I don't know who came out on top there, but boy, oh boy. And then Durbin got down and dirty with Cruz.
Well, the reason is because I forget the term that they use, but there are documents that go along with a case.
Yep.
And in a particular case, a criminal case, It hasn't, you know, the evidence and blah, 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 blah. And so Cruz is making reference to those documents that proved it's, you know, given the circumstances of the criminal, that she was very soft on their sentencing. Well, the standoff between Dick Durbin and Cruz was because Dick Durbin did not want to give the case documents to the Republican senators on the committee,
mm-hmm.
citing that it could be dangerous, it could be this, it could be that, and he's calling it classified. And, I mean, he and Cruz went back and forth and back and forth, and then Senator Leahy even weighed in. Well, here's the deal. Every one of these senators have a security clearance. Now, there's different levels of security clearance, and certainly based on the committee that you're in, too. They are given intelligence briefings, you know, all these kinds of things. So for Dick Durbin to grandstand and not trust his fellow senators, regardless of what committee they're on and whatnot, is outrageous. Furthermore, Ted Cruz himself is a lawyer, who has a podcast, by the way, and talks about cases on his podcast,
mm-hmm.
Past cases. Dick Durbin was grandstanding, and they're trying to drive a point home that this woman, who used to sit on a sentencing committee, by the way, you know, for particular pornography,
mm-hmm.
child trafficking, all those kinds of things, there's minimum sentencing. There are sentence recommendations. And again, she used to sit on sentencing committees. She refused to follow the sentencing guidelines. In fact, she would do less than half of what was recommended.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the point that the Republican senators are driving home.
Yeah, caller, we're running out of time. We're going to our hard break right now. You can call back after the military segment. But the thing of it is, Denise, this is going on for, what, two more days?
Yes, that's okay. Typical, though.
Okay, and I believe that she's going to go right through the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they got the votes. They don't need to worry about that. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so enjoy your day.
All right,
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what she knows when she knows it. And take advantage of that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. He's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Europe to meet with NATO and European leaders Thursday and discuss ways countries can further assist Ukraine fight back against Russia's unprovoked invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will push NATO countries to step up defenses in Eastern Europe.
The president will start by meeting with the Secretary General to check signals
you know, get on the same page in terms of the agenda for the NATO summit.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is nearing its conclusion. Senators closed out their 2 days of questioning the federal appellate judge Wednesday night. The Democratic-led committee set to be back in session Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Jackson would be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for the Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician to work on all kinds of aircraft around the world. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has the two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa, on this side of Tampa Bay. They're over there in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. So we have water separating us. But up in Concord, Massachusetts, they're located just outside the city limits of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. So you have two campuses where you can go and take the tour of those campuses and see what they have to offer. Now, what I suggest to everybody that's interested in National Aviation Academy is that you take the tour. You either pick a campus that you want to go see, or you go to both campuses. And here's why. You'll be able to talk to students that are there. You'll be able to talk to instructors that are there. And you'll be able to talk to the money people that handle the student loans. Now, if you're a veteran,
and you have your veterans benefits all lined up, they'll be able to help you with your paperwork so that you can apply for your veterans benefits and get your education paid for under the GI Bill. Now, if you're an older veteran where you've used some of that money already and you don't have a lot left or don't know how much you've got left, they will certainly investigate that to see what you do have left of it, and you may surprise yourself. You might have more than you think. Now, it might not pay all of it, but it'll pay some of it and perhaps a great deal of it. So you don't know till you try. So here's what you do. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. That will get you a chance to schedule an appointment at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. I would strongly suggest that you take a look at both of them, by the way, and then you'll really have an idea, much better than not doing it that way. So, NAA.edu is the website. That's NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. Ask to take the tour. Check out either Clearwater, Florida, the campus, or Concord, Massachusetts, the campus. Now, an independent commission is being appointed to review the military suicide prevention efforts. Despite more than a decade's worth of effort to prevent suicides amongst service members, the numbers continue to rise, including a 16% jump during 2020. And we just hate to see this and hate to even have to talk about it. But a lot of the young people are not prepared for what they see, and they're not prepared for how they handle it. And I suspect in some cases they keep it inside of them because they don't want to be labeled whatever they think they're going to be labeled. But if you have problems, and if you're in the military and you know somebody that's having trouble, for crying out loud, if you don't do anything else, take them to the chaplain, the military chaplain, and let them sit down and talk to them because they can help them. They know what to do and how to do it. They can help them. They can get it all started simply and easily right there. So that's my suggestion, number one. Number two, if they're really that bad off, then you owe it to yourself to tell their commanding officer that, hey, we got a problem here, guy's suicidal, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. You'd be doing them a favor, and yourself too. You don't want to feel bad and have it blamed on you when you find out that they've done something to themselves, and you're the one that could have said something. All right. Sergeant Major of the Army, Michael Grinston, faced a math problem when he was fielding questions in a town hall for families of deployed 3rd Infantry Division soldiers Wednesday about how many Armored Brigade combat teams the Army has and how many does it need. Now, the Armored Brigade workload may be dramatically increased if the Ukraine crisis holds on. That's because more and more of our tanks and our striker vehicles and our armored personnel carriers are going to be moved closer to the situation to either be turned over to the Ukraine forces or, God forbid, the NATO forces if they decide to go in for whatever reason to drive Russia out. Now, Russia's use, alleged use, that is, of the first hypersonic missile in combat downplayed the U.S. military and its allies. I could have swore yesterday watching video of a missile that came straight down and into a facility and blew it all to smithereens, that was a hypersonic mission, a missile. I could have swore because of the way it entered the building straight down and straight in. You could actually see that. But then again, I might be wrong. But Russia's defense ministry claimed its military has been using hypersonic missiles against an underground ammunition warehouse as well as a fuel depot during the country's fighting in the Ukraine last weekend, reportedly marking the first ever use of the new type of weapon for combat. Now, we have displaced military families that are out there. They're supposedly back in their homes. This is where the water was a problem in Hawaii. But the support that you would have thought would have been going on seems to be lacking. Now, the water has been declared safe to drink in all 19 zones within the Navy water system in Hawaii. And displaced residents have left their hotels and motels and moved back to their quarters. But that's not the end of the services support for the Navy, Army, or Air Force families. It's, in fact, it may just be beginning because of all the extra money they had to spend to move out of their homes, which, by the way, they still have to pay that money that's owed there, too. Now, here's one. The U.S. Navy is nearly done assessing whether or not they can put missile tubes on an unmanned surface vessel, comparing the idea to other options for getting missile launchers out to sea. We'll see what happens there. Now, you hear all of this about the Ukraine and what's happening there, as well you should. But in the latest quarterly report coming from AFRICOM, there have been no civilian casualties reported. Now, the United States Africa Command says they've received zero reports of casualties stemming from U.S. military actions in the region, civilian casualties. And if that holds up, that's a really good report. By the way, Russian Air Force action has been increasing despite the flood of anti-aircraft missiles into the Ukraine. There are some anti-aircraft missile systems coming in there, too. There's also man pads there. No one's talking about these man pads. You know, they can be very deadly. You put that thing up, and basically the gist of it is you put that thing up and you point it at the target, you pull the trigger, and away it goes, and you hit your target. Now, the Russian Navy fired 8 long-range naval cruise missiles from a guided missile warship near the Black Sea port of Sevastopol. That's according to multiple videos and the launch from several posts on the Soviet on the social media. So they're getting to where they want the publicity of this now. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
All righty, and he will be, Colonel Wright will be around in the 5 o'clock hour. Looking forward to talking to him. Right now, we're going to be talking to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, and his segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, let me tell you, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, Moss also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease program is one of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders located on North Ford Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They're just 30 minutes north of St. Pete and 30 minutes north of Tampa. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood if you or over NATO. I'm watching all these countries show up. Biden hasn't shown up yet. I guess he's going to be one of the last ones getting there for whatever reason. But they're having that meeting over there. And the Zoom call is going to be made by Zelensky to tell NATO that he's looking for unrestricted aid, all they can send, whatever kind they can send.
Well, yeah, I would assume that you know, he's obviously going to ask for as much as he can possibly get. It looks like, it's hard to tell with some of these reports. that are coming out that Ukraine has retaken some ground, and there's been some pushback, and there's also been some talk about Russia having a difficult time with more resupplying, and they're going to be having some trouble over the next several days moving forward because of that. I don't know that. I mean, the death toll is enormous, according to some reports.
It's more than the death toll, my friend. And when I tell you the number, after you get done talking, you're going to have to hold on to something, because it's not only the dead, it's the wounded and the people that have been taken prisoner and the missing in action.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing numbers north of 40,000.
That's correct.
That's an incredible amount of people. I mean, that have been killed. I at some point in time, you know, watch. I'm, you know, again, they obviously must have very strong control over the media there in Russia. You would think that there's going to be some sort of blowback on this. And obviously, we don't know. I don't know what type of reporters we have in Russia. The people that are on the ground. I did see some reports that. The people in the rural areas are very much supportive of Putin and what's going on. But again, if you're living in a vacuum and you don't get the information, that could happen. I just take that type of a hit, that quickly. I mean, you got to put this in perspective, a myriad of conflicts that have taken place post-World War II, whether it be by us or whether it be by the Soviet Union, in that matter, nothing like this. This is something else.
Well, here's what I know. This is NATO. This is not me. This is NATO where I got this information. NATO is estimating that some 40,000 Russian troops have been killed, wounded, taken prisoner, or are currently missing in action. They have descriptions of equipment being left behind, walked away from, with no fuel in them.
Yeah, not even the ones that haven't been left behind. It's just the destruction of so many. I can't recall, I'm seeing some of the numbers in regards to people that are in command positions that have been killed, even in World War II. I mean, the Russian commanders, they obviously took a hit when you had the Nazi invasion in Stalingrad and what happened there. But to have this many top commanders being killed in a conflict is extraordinary. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ivanka Trump has come to the rescue. She's donated 1 million meals to the Ukraine.
Okay. I mean, that's fantastic. You've got the money. I think. Many people around the country, I don't like highlighting really rich people when they things that they do, not to mention I'm a big believer in, if you're going to donate something, you keep your mouth shut. You don't publicize it. You just go ahead, you do it.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, Wall Street appears to have pulled back a little bit. Treasury yields are now dipping as well. What's going on there?
It's the markets are going to trade. Yet yesterday you had oil prices spike again, and a lot of things are algorithmic and headline driven. Whereas if certain news comes out, or it's almost when I talk algorithmic, it's as simple as people think it's complex. No, it's not. That you go back to basic algebra. If X is equal to something, well then do something, sell or buy or whatever it may be. And these algorithmic trading programs are in place. And we are in a very much a headline-driven market right now. This is why you're seeing these very, very pronounced fluctuations.
Well, we saw the Department of Energy Secretary Granholm yesterday come out and talk about the very gentle balance that they have between the green policies of the Biden administration and the oil, putting out more oil and more production to get the price of gasoline down. And she said we're going to have to do both, but we're going to have to do both very carefully. And it must have really pained her to have to use those words.
Even Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan basically most lecturing the president, saying, listen, we got to go out and develop natural gas. Another one, I've actually seen some Republicans talk about some of these modular nuclear reactors. We should have been doing this a long time ago. These things are phenomenal, what they're capable of doing. They're very small footprint, this could be done. Your electrified dreams could be solved if we just got out, off our butts and did the right thing. But every single time we do something, we got to deal with a myriad of lawsuits and pushback here. The answer, people, is not windmills and solar. It's just not. Okay, we've had solar panels since the 1970s. All right, if you want to put them on your house, and get a little bit of extra energy, that's great, that's fine. You want to use it to heat your pool, okay. But it's not the answer for the entire country. It's just not. You just don't need to put too many of them up. These small modular reactors are the way to go, and that's the direction we should head.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just watched Joe Biden arrive at the NATO headquarters in Brussels. I watched him very gingerly walking around there. He's obviously being very careful. When he came down the steps of the aircraft, by the way, last night in Brussels, there was no lights on the stairway. Now, it's the first time I've noticed that with a presidential plane. They've always got lights. And he was really tippy-toeing down those steps.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, obviously, it's careful. It's a steep coming off the plane and your age. And, if it was no lights, I think I'd be careful coming down, too.
Yeah.
But, just taking a look at Biden's one thing, but Kamala Harris continues to be a joke a minute.
She's a buffoon.
I mean, I at what point in time does the administration say that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. You stay there in Washington and no more appearances or anything like that, because it's just one stumble after another. It's a joke. It really is.
Yep, as I said, she's a buffoon.
Yeah.
And I'm being polite.
Yeah, some of these things.
Let's just very briefly go towards the Supreme Court Justice nomination here, Brown Jackson. 58% of her poll in the Gallup poll believe that she's going to just be confirmed right off the bat. I'm one of the 58%. I don't see anything to stop her.
No, I don't either. I think that I disagree with you. You're never going to get anybody that you think is perfect. I mean, it's very difficult to find that.
Nope.
Especially when you have an opposition White House. I like some of her points when it comes to the Constitution, also the rest of their arms. Somebody has to fix but it could have been worse.
Okay, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow. You have yourself a great day up there in the frozen tundra. All right, that's Chris Markowski. Again, I kind of had to throw the frozen tundra bit in there. It's not that bad up there, but it's also not 80-some-odd degrees. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.